Good morning, one and all. Today is the 12th day of the second season, the 29th third day of the year. Today's crystal is hematite. The skies are clear, thanks to the weather suppressors. This is Sunlight Transmission, your daily morning show. You are the listener, and we are the host, Comrade Moonbeam. Joined as always by our sonic collaborator, Comrade Owl. Today marks the iron anniversary of Analog Mountain. 6 years have passed since the builders raised the mountain from flat earth and placed a science temple of pure electrum on its summit. 6 years since the gallery stocked the temple with a priesthood to dwell under a halo of stars in the holy pursuit of planetary knowledge. And today, the priesthood have a most munificent announcement. They have discovered the perfect world, the sphere fortunate above all others in the universe. A planet fit for the visitation of Cosmodrome. The planet is almost identical in size to Earth, and orbits a yellow dwarf star in the liquid water zone, the third among its celestial brethren. A single day is 28.5 hours. And each year numbers 280 days. The only difference is the amount of radiant energy, which is 12,000 times that of Earth, and whose source is yet to be discovered. The chances of finding life on this planet are not only highly probable, but highly welcome. Just as Cosmodrome has uplifted lesser beings on Earth, such as whales and birds, we intend to do the same favor for aliens, thus spreading our rational civilization throughout the galaxy. Already, our finest psychonauts are macro-dosing via jeweled dragonflies, scarabs, butterflies, and other entheogenic vectors. They are attempting to make mental contact with these aliens in order to prepare them for our arrival. They are transmitting songs such as this one by Comrade Owl called Awakening. an important announcement. We've just received a transmission from the underwater kingdom. It's from a whale that our marine scientists recently uplifted to sentience. Comrades, I want you to self-prescribe a cetacean neuroemulator so we can understand the message together. Are you ready? Let's listen.
Hey, everyone. I'm a whale. First of all, I want to say thanks for making me super smart. Because of what your rubber brain doctors did, I know I'm alive. I know I have a big mouth. And that I like to eat millions of bugs. I can remember what happened yesterday. And I look forward to tomorrow. I live in the ocean. I know that I'm 14 years old. And that someday I will die. After that, I don't know what will happen. Maybe you can help me. It is lonely down here. I miss talking to the rubber brain doctors about the world above the waters. They said they would come back and make other whales super smart. But they didn't. The members of my pod act strangely. When I swim close, they swim far. They won't sing with me anymore. The mothers protect their calves. I don't know why. I've never heard anyone before. It's not just the other whales who treat me differently. Fish that used to clean my teeth won't come anywhere near me. Not even the barnacles want to sit on me. Sometimes I dream of living above the waters. My body has two fins I move on, and two fins I use to eat my food and say hello to my friends. Made of that strange rubber you call skin. I have dark grass growing on my head. I wonder if you could do me a favor. Send your brain doctors down and change me more? Make my body like you made my brain? If that's impossible, I understand. Maybe instead, you could make it so I sleep and dream forever. Thank you.
We have made first contact with the alien world. The world is named Shalazeka. We learned this information from ourselves. We are there too, all of us, different than before. Let me explain, comrades. The Psychonauts made contact with alien life forms on the planet, and all but one died instantly of a brain hemorrhage. The sole survivor maintained her link for several minutes, long enough to realize she and her counterpart were the same person. Across a gulf of time, her counterpart has experienced countless rebirths in the gallery, each one improving her physical form incrementally. She has a body of metal and a head full of circuitry. She sits in the lotus position with her comrades under a sky clotted with stars. The ground is webbed with thorium batteries that stretch as far as the eye can see, the source of the radiant energy we detected. The Psychonaut broke the connection with her future self unwillingly. She described the sensation of the advanced electric consciousness as nirvana. She has since retreated to her residential tower and submerged herself in the gentle fog of benignomizers. It seems the priesthood deceived us. Instead of turning the eye of Analog Mountain towards space, they chose to gaze into the deepness of time. 500 million years into the future of Cosmodrome. And now they have mysteriously vanished, leaving only a message in the temple. 4 words, no more, no less. We fly to Shalazeka. The Since the beginning of our show, smiles have increased by 3%. Contentment is 2 points above threshold, and there have been no mandatory self-prescriptions of the gratification gun. The weather is 23 units. The sunlight perpetual. All is well. All is bliss.